We should never let an event become our identity. Ever. Watch me work this out now, because I'm talking about our adversities and our achievements. No event should become your identity. That is a fragile, flawed foundation to build your house on. One storm can knock it down. No achievement should be me in my mind. No achievement, no talent, no ability should be conflated with my character as I decide who is it that I am. I remember a lady told me one time, I grew up in the low country where you did. And she said, I have a bone to pick with you. I said, a bone to pick with me? You are from the low country talking like this. Let's pick. She said, I got a bone to pick with you. She said, I listen to your sermons and you don't talk like where you come from. She had a deep southern accent. She said, why don't you talk? If you're from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, why can't I hear your southern accent when you preach? I said, lady, I don't know. I didn't take a class. I didn't have it cast out. I don't know. I can put it on anytime I want to, but I don't know. It just kind of fell off along the way. And it's a good question, right? Like what she asked me. Why don't you talk like where you come from? I got a bone to pick with a lot of believers. How our mouths speak so much about what we're missing, and we claim to have Christ as the center of our life. I feel like preaching. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And through him were all things made that were made, Colossians says. So the beginning was the Word. The Word was Jesus. Jesus is in you. If Jesus is in you and you came from him, then why do you say you can't make it? If Jesus is in you and you come from him and all the fullness of the deity dwells in Jesus, not baby Jesus, I'm talking about reigning Jesus. I'm talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Touch your neighbor, say, talk like where you came from. Come on, let's practice. Say, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I'm anointed for this. I'm absolutely dead smack in the center of God's will for my life. He woke me up this morning. My cup is overflowing. I owe him the praise. You know where I come from? And I wonder, did you forget where you came from because of what you went through? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But that's Psalm 23, verse 4. We're not there yet. David started this whole thing off by saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Identity. I walk through the valley. Event. Flip the whole thing around and you'll feel better. Flip the whole thing around and you'll be able to breathe again. Flip the whole thing around and you might be surprised what you see about your situation. Is that no success makes me who I am. No failure limits what I can be. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We could go home, but we're not going to. Because some of y'all are going through. It would shock you what someone on your row might be going through. I had two conversations in the last 24 hours that shocked me. People I had been around and had no idea what they were going through. People I was in regular contact with, and I had no idea their family member committed suicide. They didn't tell anybody, didn't even tell their pastor, didn't know if they could, felt ashamed about it. I had a conversation with someone that I love very much the other day, and they made a statement that I believe expresses the sentiment of many of us, spoken or unspoken. He was in the middle of a spiraling emotional state. And he said to me, I hate myself so much right now. I hate myself so much right now. I didn't say anything because that kind of statement needs a little bit of space. But after he had said it as much as he needed to say it, I said, let's say it a little bit differently this time. Let's say it, but let's say it different. Let's say it like we know where we come from. Not I hate myself right now. I hate how this is making me feel right now. You see? Now I'm talking to addicts. Not I hate myself because I do this. I hate how this sin chains me to the me that I don't have to be anymore, that is pattern program based, not potential conscious. I hate this event, but the event is not the identity. So now I can fight it because I am not it. Say this, I am not it. My mama told me, pick the very best one, and I am not it. Give God praise that you're not it. I did it, but I'm not it. I'm in it, oh, but I'm not it. It's with me in church this morning, but I'm not it. It came with me, but it's not going to get in me. And even if it's in me, it's got to get out because I'm not built.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.